Greetings, friends. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal, bringing you news and analysis of world events in light of Bible prophecy. Dr. Teal, where is the safest place I could be when World War III starts?
Well, before we get to that, I saw something from a secular source. And the article, here's the headline: The 10 Safest Countries If World War III Breaks Out. Number one, Fiji. It says it's a remote island nation. It's isolated from potential invaders. It's got a small population. It's neutral in foreign affairs. It doesn't have any resources to justify invasion. Then number two was Ireland. Number three was Malta. Number four was Denmark. Five, Iceland. Six, Chile. Seven, Bhutan. Eight, New Zealand. Nine, Tuvalu. 10, Switzerland. Now, the above list is interesting because some of those lands and islands initially would not be impacted by World War III, but ultimately they'd be affected.
Why would they be affected?
Well, for one, the Bible warns that islands and coastal regions are going to end up with problems. So that reduces some of the safety factors. For example, in Luke 21, starting verse 11, Jesus said there'd be great earthquakes in various places and fearful sights. In verse 25, talked about signs and that the earth will be in distress with perplexity, with the sea and the waves roaring. And in the book of Revelation, chapter 6, starting in verse 12, you see when the sixth seal is open, things will be shaken. Then verse 14, the sky receded as a scroll, and every mountain and island was moved out of its place. Then if you go to Revelation 16, starting verse 17, the seventh angel pulls out his bowl into the air. There's noises and thunders and lightnings and a great earthquake. Such a mighty and great earthquake has never occurred since men were on the earth. Now verse 20. Then every island fled away and the mountains were not found. And most of those claimed 10 safest nations are made up of islands.
So islands are not a good choice for safety. Should I look inland then?
Well, you've got other things to consider. You've got, for example, Chile, Bhutan, and Switzerland are mountainous, and they're subject to being leveled. Then you got Iceland, who's both an island and with mountains and stuff. Now, because Denmark, Switzerland, Iceland, and Ireland have many descendants of Israel, they're prophesied to be negatively affected by the beast of Revelation 13. Now, New Zealand, because it's primarily inhabited by descendants of Ephraim, it's going to be among the earlier casualties of World War III. It's not going to be a place of safety. Now, let me add that Americans who think they can flee to the mountains, this is going to be safe, they've overlooked prophecies which say they'll be pursued in the mountains, such as Lamentations 4:19 and Ezekiel 6, verses 1 to 3. Now, the author of that list took a secular, carnal approach. But the Apostle Paul wrote to be carnally minded is death, Romans 8:6. Now, there was a travel author by the name of Lance Sluter. He does travel writing. And he said Belize was the best place because it's got an extensive cave system that will help to escape radiation. And he says it's surrounded by the Caribbean Sea to the east and a jungle to the west.
Well, surely a travel writer couldn't be wrong, could he?
Well, Belize is a coastal nation with islands. Well, so while its inland region may be safe for a while, overall, Belize is not that safe.
Then where do we look for safety from the chaos of World War III?
For the Bible. We're to walk by faith, not by sight, 2 Corinthians 5:7. And in Psalm 94:22, it tells us, the Lord has been my defense and my God, the rock of refuge. Proverbs 29:25, whoever trusts in the Lord will be safe. I want to focus a little, though, on Isaiah 33. Starting in verse 15, it says, he who walks righteously and speaks uprightly shuts his eyes from seeing evil. Verse 16, he will dwell on high. His place of defense will be the fortress of rocks. Bread will be given him. His water will be sure. Interestingly, the description of the Bible about a place of safety during a time you might call World War III refers to a rocky place in a wilderness location, like perhaps some part of southern Jordan, like near Petra. Now, of course, certain Protestants instead believe they're going to be raptured away from the earth prior to the start of the Great Tribulation. And while that's their professed hope, the idea is not supported by the Bible and is in error. As Jesus said in Matthew 24, verses 29 and 30, he returns after the tribulation.
Can't God just protect me right where I am, wherever that may be?
Well, he could. And many Christians believe they're going to be protected like that, but that is not what the Bible teaches. Most Christians will not be protected. Read that in Daniel 7:25b and Revelation 12:17. Only the remaining Philadelphia remnant is promised protection. Now, Christians are supposed to pray to be accounted worthy for protection, according to Jesus. Luke 21, verse 36. Watch, therefore, and pray always that you'll be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Now, escaping points to fleeing, not staying where you're at. And that's also consistent with some things Jesus said in Matthew 24, verses 15 to 20. Now, consider further, Jesus rebuked most of the Christians in the second and third chapter of the book of Revelation, indicating they did not always have the right focus supporting his work. And that shows that not all Christians will be protected in the end.
Will most Christians do what they should in the end?
No. That's why Jesus rebuked the Laodiceans and told them to change in Revelation 3. Laodiceans basically composed of two words, which mean people decide. And in the end times, most Christian people have decided not to support proper church governance and doing the right work of God in truth. Now, regarding World War III, the late Herbert W. Armstrong said that we're in a rest period just before the Great Tribulation. And before then, there's going to be a flood of the people of God who are watching and praying always. And you find these prophecies of the church, you said, in the second, third chapters of Revelation. Now, come down to the end, in our time, we see, for example, the Sardis era. They have the name that they're alive, but they're dead, spiritually speaking. Then he says the Philadelphia era. He says, next comes the Philadelphia that does carry the mission of God to the world. There's a church from a physical point of view whose power and strength is the weakest of them all. It's the smallest. They only have a little strength, the Church of Philadelphia. Now listen to this, Revelation 3:10. Because you've kept the word of my patience, I'll also keep you from the hour of the trial. It's the time of the great tribulation. They'll come upon the earth. Then he mentions the Laodicean era. There's the last one of all. Now this church, God says, I know your works. You're not cold or warm. Hot. This is a lukewarm church. I wish you're cold or hot. Because you're lukewarm, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth, says Jesus. Then Herbert Armstrong goes back to what Jesus said in Luke 21. Watch you therefore and pray always. In other words, don't be lukewarm, but you better be really hot spiritually in your zeal for the things for God and the work of God, that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man, end quote.
As we are nearing the time of the Great Tribulation, won't most, if not all, Christians repent and be protected?
No, not according to Scripture. Now, I also want to read something from the late evangelist Dr. Herman Hay. He says, if World War III comes, there's a way of escape. You need to be prepared. He said, Jesus talked about the time of the Gentiles, and this is not talking about a time of peace. He said, but a time of war. But in this end-time turmoil, there is a place of safety if you heed until Jesus does come and bring peace. He says, wrote, it's a vital part of the gospel of the soon coming kingdom of God. And then he said, Jesus said, Matthew 24:22, except those days be shortened, no flesh would be saved. He went on to say that God supernaturally would cut the day short for the sake of the elect. That's our only real hope of survival. He said, he wrote, the intervention of God, Jesus Christ, promised protection to his own elect. He promised that they would survive the prophesied Holocaust to strike this unsuspecting world.
Describe the elect. How can they be identified?
Well, Dr. Hay continued by quoting Jesus, who in Luke 12:32 said, "Fear not, little flock, for it's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." Jesus promised that somewhere on earth, there'd be his own work. That work would be faithfully performed. He promised his true followers who know his voice would do the preaching of the gospel kingdom as a witness to the world. He said, you need to find out where that work's being carried on. Why? Because only those who have the absolute guarantee of safety, the very elect, are those who are called, chosen, truly repented of their own carnal ways, and accepted the holy ways of God. They make up the body of Christ performing his work. Jesus speaks of these faithful ones in the book of Revelation. And he starts to quote Revelation 3:7. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia, the prophesied end time church of God doing work of God, write, I know your works. Behold, I set before you an open door. The apostle Paul spoke of a door flung open to preach the gospel, 2 Corinthians 2:12. Remember, Jesus promised the gospel kingdom shall be preached in all the world, Matthew 24:14, and promised to make a way for the message of hope and the good news to go through these massive doors, to radio, printing press, television, personal evangelism. He promised those doors would remain open because no man could shut it. You, to the Philadelphians, he says, you've kept my word and not denied my name. Yes, the very elect would never become corrupted by false doctrines or be muzzled by boards of men. They would not deny the name of Jesus Christ or his true doctrine. That's what he wrote. Anyway, let me interject here that in continuing Church of God, we are now getting the gospel out over the printing press, radio, YouTube, television, video, personal evangelism, and the internet. We represent the remnant of the Philadelphia portion of the Church of God that Dr. Hay mentioned. So we'll read a little bit more from him. Jesus gave the good news to the faithful ones to put the work of God far above their personal consideration. And he said, because you've kept the word of my patience, I'll also keep you from the hour of temptation, tribulation, which will come upon all the world to try them that dwell on the earth. Revelation 3:10. Yes, Jesus promised safety. He promised supernatural protection for his own elect. And then he starts to quote Revelation 12. And to the woman, the church, were given two wings of a great eagle, that she may fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she's nourished for a time, time and half a time, from the presence of the serpent. In end time prophecy, John writes of the last end time remnant church, which will escape the terrible war and tribulation, which will soon affect our heedless people. It's a place of safety in the wilderness, in the supernatural power of the Almighty God, their shield and their protector.
Where does Dr. Hay say the symbolic eagle will take God's church for protection?
He points to the lands anciently inhabited by the Edomites, Moabites, and Ammonites. Okay, so that would be like where Jordan is right now. Anyway, the reality is there will be a place of physical protection during the Great Tribulation in the Day of the Lord to the Philadelphia remnant of the Christians. But it's not going to be in any of the top 10 nations, I don't think, but some believe it'll be the safest.
Thank you, Dr. Teal. For more interviews with Dr. Teal, in addition to written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.